This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Get $80 off your first month by going to HelloFresh.com/CAGCAST80 and entering CAGCAST80.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGCAST episode number 578. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who's about to announce and launch a brand new game, Wombat.
I would like you to imagine a world. Okay. A world where you can do anything.
Anything?
Anything. Where it's your birthday every day. Yeah. Just like Shipwreck.
It's my birthday today.
It is. See, my game's already a success.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I went to work and I'm recording a CAGCAST.
And it's your 40th birthday. I think we need...
It is my 40th birthday.
We need to announce that.
Yes. We're all old now.
Welcome to the old man club. Did you get any gifts?
Yes, I got some, my kids got me some Transformers BotBots.
What's
BotBots? What
BotBots are these new blind bag Transformers, that they actually transform. But do you remember,
that's cool.
Do you remember the, of course you guys remember the McDonald's off brand Transformers?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So similar type concept, like there's like a pizza, slice of pizza Transformer. And I got I didn't get him, but I did get the one that transforms into a stick of deodorant.
Oh, that's what we all need. Deodorant man.
I think his name is
His name is like Stinks.
No, I think it's Nobio.
That doesn't make sense, but okay. Oh, Nobio. It
yes.
does make sense.
Right. There's like one that I also did not get, the one that transforms into toilet paper.
Oh.
That was a disappointment for the entire family.
Is that TP2?
I don't know what his name is. I'd have to look it up.
Gotcha.
But I only know the names of the ones that I got because they come with little pieces of paper that tell me their names.
Must be but Poop E.
They're part of the bathroom brigade. They all have like different teams that they're on.
And these are official Transformers.
These are official Transformers. Yes.
All right. I believe you. I just wanted to clarify for the listener.
I like the one that... The grilled cheese guy, I forget what his name is.
What?
Cheezor?
I don't like this.
He turns into a grilled cheese sandwich.
I don't like these jokes. Transformers is very serious. You should not be... If you want to, you know, have some goofy stuff that transforms, call it something else. You don't have to call it Transformers.
They're BotBots. They're Transformers BotBots.
Oh, just call them BotBots. Why do they have to... How about transforming BotBots?
Well, I think they want to...
Because they want to sell them.
Right.
So they put the branding on it that helps you sell them better.
Oh, man.
My kids bought these for me because they saw the branding that I like.
I can't believe the Transformers sold out.
Right. I'm looking, they're like a couple of feet away from me now, so I'm trying to remember what else. There's one that turns into a baseball bat. A bar of soap. You might like that one. You like soap, Cheapy.
I do. Not bars of soap. I like liquid soap.
I don't know if there's one of those. I've got one that's he's a cup of hot cocoa. Cocoa Crazy is his name.
Well, they made too many of these also. I'm very disappointed. How come we just can't get like a nice remake of all the original Transformers and not have them cost like, you know, a ridiculous
toys
amount?
Toys come in two flavors now.
Right.
They're either crappy and for children.
Right.
Or really good quality and just for adults.
Or not even really good quality.
Just more interesting and for adults.
Right.
Where do BotBots fall?
That's probably for adults.
Okay. Good.
It's hard to find good like action figures for my son that are worthwhile.
Right.
Those Aquaman ones are pretty
right.
good.
The price and mm-hmm. the two quality ratio on those Aquaman figures is pretty much golden.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But then I look at like the Fortnite ones that he's interested in, and those are smaller and $13 for the basic ones and $20 for the, you know, the ones that come with a lot of accessories. I'm like, that's a lot for that.
Fortnite's a bigger brand than Aquaman.
Obviously.
But maybe not, though.
And that is true.
Aquaman's kicking ass right now.
I think it's a bigger brand than Aquaman, but I think those toys have a $4 bump on the price because it's Fortnite.
As they should.
Mm-hmm. I've got the backstory here for the BotBots.
About grilled cheese or just all of them?
In the universe of the BotBots, a mysterious cloud of energon gas drifted through a shopping mall, bringing tools, electronics, and even food to life as tiny transforming robots. By day, they hide, and by night, mischief aplenty.
no fighting, really. They don't have weapons, I'm assuming.
One of them, just
mischief.
One of them, it looks like he transforms into a video game controller. It looks like he has a sword, maybe. Man, I didn't get the donut or the video game controller.
Those are your two favorite things.
I know.
And you can combine them probably together.
Oh, there's one that transforms into a corn dog.
Oh, wow. Did you get a cake?
I did get one called Fottle Barts.
The hell is
that's
that?
It's a fart that transforms into a brick.
Into a fottle.
Oh, man. Game Over has got to be the one that's the... I'm looking at all their names now. These look like Switch Game or Not. Names.
You can add them to the Switch release list.
Mm-hmm. So what else is new?
So no big birthday plans for the 40th birthday? I mean, just BotBots pretty much?
That's pretty much.
What else do you need? What else should he get?
Oh, I don't know. It's 40th
I really
birthday.
Needed Burgertron.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
We're going to go out to... fancy restaurant.
The fanciest restaurant in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I just wanted mm-hmm. to hear the plans that weren't Transformers related.
The ground right. round.
I wish that they're no longer available. So yeah, we're gonna go, we're taking the family out to a fancy restaurant in Cincinnati. It's a steak restaurant.
I like steak.
It'll be good. Yeah.
Cincinnati Steaks.
Yep, that's the name of it.
I figured as much. Uh-huh. They only serve steaks one way, red.
Piled right? with cheddar cheese on top.
With cheddar cheese. Red steaks cheddar with cheddar cheese.
Covered. You can't even see the steak.
Right.
Nope.
No, and it's not really exactly for my birthday, but we're going to Great Wolf Lodge this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's kind of
like... You should join us.
I'm doing something similar, not this weekend, but the weekend after, so I can't. So, sorry. I can only do one resort a month.
Come on.
Come on.
See that high-flying lifestyle kick into high gear. Now's the time.
Too tired.
Oh, let me tell you a good something that I learned recently. Sure. I had learned it previously, but I had forgotten about it. So on Tuesday, Ty had off from school. Did you know it was Chinese New Year? So the schools that have a lot of Asian kids, they have school off. So I've been trying to get Ty a dermatologist appointment. It's very difficult to get, apparently, if you want one where you don't have to take the kid out of school. And it's all like, you know, so much, so far in advance, like, you know, months in advance. And he's got these like things on his neck, and they have been going away. They didn't look like that serious, but they look weird and they haven't been going away. So finally, I remembered that one time Mrs. Cheapy was sick, and we used this app. You know, you can do like a video call with a doctor, any type of doctor, really. You know, you remember when I told you that story?
I do remember the story, yes.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that was actually pretty good. And I looked it up, and it's like $60 and the insurance will actually, you know, cover some of it, I think. You have to just submit it manually, but whatever. So I was like, oh, yeah, let me do that. Because, oh, I forgot the other part of the story. Anyway, it doesn't, that, so I made an appointment to see a dermatologist. And it was in the afternoon. During the day, we went to round one to play ping pong and to pick up my driver's license that I mistakenly left there the weekend earlier. So we're playing ping pong. Ty's like, I don't feel well. Like, I feel sick. And I'm like, all right, let's go. And he, as soon as we step outside round one, he throws up all over the outside. Mac and Melt, Wombat.
I get it. I've been to Mac and Melt.
Like, it just looked like
Mac and Melt.
We came directly from Mac and Melt. But
anyway,
so
move along.
So he's like, but you know, usually when you throw up, like you feel better, like right away. And he was like, this felt different. He's like, I don't know, it doesn't feel like it was from food or anything. So anyway, we go. I'm like, all right, we get in the car. I'm like, oh, please don't throw up in the car, but whatever. There's nothing left anyway. It's all in front of round one. Sorry, round one, by the way. My bad on that. Like,
you're not sorry.
I was very sorry. I felt bad, and Ty felt bad, and everybody felt bad about it. But it was outside on the sidewalk, so it's easier to clean off, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyway, so he's like, we get home, and I notice he's got a new rash all over, like basically all over his body. Like nasty red rashes. I noticed it all first on his legs, but it's all over his body. But I already had the doctor's appointment scheduled on the app. So the thing really saved the day because Ty was freaking out. And like I was I was pretty calm actually. But so we did it all on the app. And it was... The guy was like, oh, it's just like an allergic reaction to something and like a stomach virus. Isn't that weird that you can get a complete body rash? Like hives. It was hives.
Yeah. It could happen.
I've never seen that before.
Sure. I feel like that's happened to Elliot before.
From vomiting? Like just you like puke up everything and now your whole body has hives.
That sounds like an allergy though.
It went away like an hour after the call with the doctor. Yeah.
Did you give him like a Benadryl?
I didn't even give it because I bought it. And by the time I got back from the store, it was all gone.
That's always our go-to. If someone has a rash, give them Benadryl. If it doesn't go away, it's something else.
What's the name of the fucking app? Because
I don't know.
It's really like, and it really like saved Mrs. Cheapy's ass. Amwell. Like when if you feel really like too sick to get out of bed, to go to the doctor. I mean, for $60, I think it's kind of good. It's kind of sad.
I don't know.
It's kind of sad though. Like, not to get political, but like, I couldn't get a fucking appointment I don't live in the middle of nowhere. Couldn't get like a reasonable appointment in a reasonable amount of time with a doctor who would, with a dermatologist who would see a child. It's pretty sad. I have to go to Silicon Valley for that.
I guess. I think if it was really bad, you should have just taken him out of school for half a day.
It wasn't really bad. I mean, he was out of school already. It was just like the, you know, I just want to see a doctor that not like 3 months from now.
Because did you tell them it was an emergency?
It was not an emergency. Well, I'm not going to lie.
Well, that's why they say 3 months. If you said this is an emergency.
But it's not an emergency. I just like, what? He's got these weird things. Anyway, enough about that.
I think you handled that wrong. You don't know how to negotiate on the phone.
I'm not going to lie to somebody.
It's not called lying. It's called negotiating. There's a difference.
But I like my...
One is what winners do and the other is what you do.
I use technology to make my life easier.
Uh-huh.
But I just... The problem was I forgot about it. I forgot that app existed because...
Technology is fun. I finally set up my cameras.
I could see all the wildlife of Massapequa now.
Yeah, I sent you a raccoon. Did I send you the raccoon video?
I saw the
video?
Raccoon, and I saw
the cats.
The cats.
There's two. There's two of them. There's a black cat, and there's brownishy cat, striped.
Yep.
So, and a raccoon. And the Amazon man who slides the packages on my porch.
Yeah.
two steps is his limit. He's not doing that third one.
See, I'm glad you don't have a Ring camera, because you'd be so tempted to share that, like, on the Ring neighborhood network.
Yeah.
Which is like, they like, people like, my neighbors seem to like shaming.
Yeah, it's weird.
Right?
It's,
yours too?
Yeah. It's like, okay.
Just now we're going through the lock.
Calm down, people. It's like, they're out there doing packages.
Like, well, garbage. Like, don't shame the garbage, right, man. Like, come on. Yeah.
We're doing our lock research right now, so I'll let you know where we wind up. We may not wind up with the whole Ring system, because my wife is using her work connections to find out what door lock we should get, because she knows people at the door lock companies.
I bought a door lock recently.
I know. I don't ask. I just go, uh-huh.
It's good.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
Smart door lock. That's what you need with the touchpad.
Then that's next.
Wow, you're locking it down up there.
Fort Knox.
Well, you know, you do what you got to do.
Got to protect the...
Is this still all going back to the fact that you didn't lock your car door and somebody stole 52 cents out of your car?
No, it's more... That's part of it, but no, that's not the reason for the new door locks. No.
Not the door locks, okay. But the security system.
The security system was sort of we should get a security system, and then those cameras were on part of Amazon's Black Friday sale, and I said, why don't we try these?
They seem to be working.
They're pretty cool. I mean, they totally work. They work in the daytime and the nighttime. They took like a minute and a half to install. So, yeah.
I have the Schlage Sense, in case you were wondering.
Oh, you do? Okay, that's one of the ones that we're looking at. There's also another brand that I can't think of.
It's very solid. I've had it for, I don't know, a year?
Okay.
It's good. You can give each kid like its own code, and give a code to the maid. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have a maid.
The maid.
We don't have a maid, but if we had a maid, we could give her a code. And then you can like delete it if you want to fire the maid. It's good. Mm-hmm.
Yes. The code should be MAID.
The numbers.
Yeah, I think people figured out what I was doing. Yes.
I don't know what you're doing.
The numbers that correspond with MAID. Thank you. Is that better? Do you feel better about that?
Now I know what you were doing, trying to do.
Jerk.
Anyway, how about some show feedback?
Sure. Speaking of jerks, what do Nick Dame has to say? The Greyhound stuff was just embarrassing. Dude, shut up and let your adult friend do his own research and make his own decisions.
That's Shipwreck he's talking to.
Yes.
I will not.
No, you won't. It's fine with me. So we had the Greyhound. I was going to give an update because the Greyhound lady came on Saturday.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So the Greyhound lady came on Saturday and my son stepped on something. Well, first the lady walks in, and the lady is, you know, the why I never woman from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's who came to my house on Saturday. Wow. With her Spanish bred Greyhound.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So they came into the house and the dog was fine. Couldn't have been more calm and, you know, just kind of like, you know, hung out.
Right.
But the lady was just peeing over everything.
The little woman peed on my rug. So, you know, Elliot stepped on something while they were here. Something in the house, a toy or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Right.
We honestly don't know. But he sliced his heel on his foot, which, A, hurts a lot when you cut that part of your... Yeah. And it bleeds a lot, too.
You are bleeders.
Yeah. Well, I know you would have fainted. So Shipwreck.
50-50 shot.
Exactly. So I don't want to hear it from you.
Shipwreck was fine when I tore my knee up in front of him.
Right.
Yeah, but you weren't
bleeding.
I was bleeding.
Oh no, he was profusely bleeding.
Oh yeah.
We had to go to the grocery store to get him bandages.
So he's bleeding and you know, he's 7 and a half, so he's screaming.
Uh-huh.
So he's screaming and he's bleeding and he wouldn't calm down. And this poor woman who has 10 greyhounds for some reason.
Right.
Just was like, well, maybe I should just come back another time.
Oh, no. No. So then what happened?
She, you know, she was here for like 45 minutes, which I thought was a pretty long time anyway.
Okay.
But
this happened 45 minutes in, is what you're saying?
Yeah, this happened 45 minutes in.
Oh, yeah. It's time to go at that point anyway.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. But according to her, she needed to be in my house for like 4 hours or something.
What the fuck?
I know. And she's walking around my house and critiquing everything. Like, oh, this can't be there. Oh, that has to go. You have to move that up.
Sounds like a nightmare.
You have to push this away. Oh, is that a pillow? You can't have pillows in your house and have a dog.
What? You can't?
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, okay.
Yes, you can. Wait a minute. Now, wait. Let's say she grants you the high honor of adopting a greyhound.
Yes.
She's going to come back like every couple of months to see how it's doing and check on to make sure there's no pillows.
I hope not.
This sounds like maybe it's not worth the trouble, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Oh, the fence in the back of your house just isn't good enough. I'm like, I'm sorry that my
you
don't, fence isn't
I didn't think
good
you had
enough.
A fence.
You just got
that
one,
was
didn't
the
you?
Issue.
Well, I have like three quarters of a fence, but the back fence.
Which three quarters?
The two sides in the back.
Okay.
I don't have like a gate at the sides of the house. Mm. You know, like some people have a gate to go into the backyard.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I just have it just open.
Oh, it's not even a fence there.
Okay. Yeah. So I would need to get like the thing to basically close off the house and make my backyard all fully enclosed.
But that's obvious, right? Like you were planning on doing
that? Yeah, I could do that. I made calls today about that.
Yeah.
We've been talking about doing that for literally 10
sure.
years. So,
but obviously if you got a dog, that would be something that you would do pretty much immediately.
Yeah, like that's like, you know, that would be great. But she left.
Right.
And then she sent an email. Oh. And I thought the email was fine. Uh-huh. My wife, I guess she knows how women, she uh-huh. knows women's tones and emails better than I
oh,
do.
Oh, really?
She's like, this isn't fine. I'm like, you sure? It seems fine to me.
Oh, really? You should read it.
I don't have it in front of me and I'm not reading the whole thing, but
interesting.
It was very long.
I feel like we could, it was very long? Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm. Very long to me. If it's very long... It's like she's trying to teach you a lesson.
Long story short, she wants to come back, and she wants to come back with the president of the foundation.
What the fuck is going on?
To do like a second inspection.
It should be like a shakedown, I feel.
I don't know.
Like a scam, some sort of scam or shakedown, right, Ship? I mean, what's going on?
I don't think you're going to have a shakedown for a free dog.
No, but something's going to happen. They're going to look for some money. President's going to come by like, oh, you know, we really want to get you this dog, but, you know, we're going to need like a donation to the Greyhound rescue something or other. And we're going to need like, you know.
They were in my house. I think they would be shaking down the wrong people.
Well, you know.
They know what I got.
That's the first visit. The first visit is to figure out the amount. Second visit, you bring in the, you know, the closer and you already have that locked in.
Right. They're just going to take all the stuff that they said you couldn't have.
Right. Yeah. You can't have Xbox.
Can't have this.
No. Dogs hate Xboxes. You cannot have an Xbox in
your house. You can't have an Xbox. No pillows.
Well, good luck.
Dog's going to eat that.
I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what happens.
It'll probably be a while, but I kind of knew that going in. Like, that's, you know. I have no problem with it being a process. It was just poor Elliot and his inability to calm down.
Right.
Oh, well, what can you do?
Tranquilize.
But Aries dog has to say that Ty deserves a cat. He's a good kid and a pet would be a great addition to the family. Where's Cheapy Cat?
I don't know. Everybody was talking about the smell and now I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, your house would wind up smelling like Shipwreck's house.
I don't know what Shipwreck's... Shipwreck's house has got a lot more, like, airspace, I feel.
And it still smells like cat pee. So think about that.
It's never even been there.
I know.
You can smell it
from
here.
I can tell by the picture. I can smell it from the pictures.
Oh, okay. Great.
Uh-huh. Every time I see him sitting in that chair playing on the big screen, all I can think is, I bet it smells like cat pee.
For sure. Yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping he's just going to forget about it. You know, we just move on to something else.
Until you come to my house and he sees the big dog.
Yeah. Then I'll just tell him, like, oh, Wombat always tells me such a pain in the ass. Dog's always shitting everywhere. I got to walk it in the rain. Are you going to walk it in the rain, in the cold? Anyway, I can talk him out of it.
I get it.
All right. How about some Watch This Bitches?
Sure. What are you watching?
Well, I only watched the first episode, but it's for this show Russian Doll on Netflix.
Have you it's a show? I thought it was a movie.
No.
Oh.
It's the, what's her name? Natasha Lyonne.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I thought it was a movie. It's a show?
Yeah, it's a show.
Oh, cool. And, is it good?
And it's the rare show that's not an hour each episode. It's only
how long is each episode?
Half hour.
Really? So you're saying I should be watching this on the train?
Maybe. It's pretty trippy. I mean, I've only watched the first episode. It was pretty weird and trippy, and I'm imagining it's only going to get more so. But I can see on Internet Movie Database that it has a very high review score, especially for IMDb, 8.1. I never see something that high.
I just appreciate that you called IMDb by its full name.
Yeah. Keeping it old school.
Right.
Well, if an Amazon company is going to give a Netflix show a good review,
yeah,
it's got to be good.
I'm just showing off that I know what it stands for. No,
I was trying to think of something that IMDb could stand for. That'd be funny, but I'm not that clever.
It's too late for that. Maybe like three hours ago, you could have done that.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll watch that. We'll watch that just because it's under half an hour. You know, it fills a nice slot in our on-demand viewing lineups.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Goosebumps 2. The Goosebumpening.
Okay. That is in the cards for me.
I figured it might be. It's not bad. It's tamer than the first one. I think the first one is probably a, you know, and I say this in quotes, scarier movie. The first one's better crafted. There's, you know, some thought put into it.
There's Hollywood actors in it, right?
Yeah, not in the second
one. Not in the second one. That's the interesting part about part two is, like, part one kind of ends on a, like, oh, they could take this story somewhere. And
they don't.
Right. So Emmeline thinks it's going to be like a continuation of part one.
It is not.
Right. Well, it can't be. They don't have any of the actors.
There is one.
There's one. Is it Jack Black? Was it Jack Black?
It is.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Does he do much? No. But he does exist in this movie.
Okay.
Would the movie still be the same movie if he wasn't in it? Yes. So that's all I'll say about that. It's fine. Your child will enjoy it. Elliot, though, actually, I'll get to this when we get to read this pitches. But what's Kingdom?
Kingdom is another Netflix original. This is a Korean period, like undead movie.
I'm out.
It's pretty cool. I gotta say, I've only watched the first episode, but
speaking of periods,
what?
No.
No. Well, there's a lot of blood.
Okay.
I mean, so far it was really cool, the first episode. And I do like Korean. There's some pretty good movies that come out of Korea, I gotta say. I feel like I like more
South Korea.
I like more live action Korean movies than Japanese movies, I would say. Somehow I like those better. Bold but I haven't statement. Seen a lot of both, of either, rather. That's my general generalization.
I prefer mainland Chinese cinema, personally.
Yeah? Like what?
Judo?
No, I don't know.
That's the name of a movie.
Judo?
It's the early works of Zhang Yimou are very good.
I don't know.
Rush Hour 2?
Rush Hour 2? Yes.
You like that. All right. Is that if we watch this?
Rising business? Sun? Isn't that... Who is it? That was Andy Garcia and Michael Douglas.
No, Sean Connery and Wesley Snipes.
Sean Connery's in it too. I know. What's the one? What's the one with Michael Douglas and Andy Garcia? Andy Garcia gets his head chopped off.
Oh, Black Rain.
Thank you.
So glad I know. Sorry.
These spoilers.
Spoiler alert from a movie from 1991. Andy Garcia gets decapitated. If anything, that should get people to go see it.
No, I don't think he actually does get decapitated. Does he?
He does too. Yeah, he gets his head chopped off.
Hmm.
Like, now my memory's foggy because it's been almost 30 years since I've seen that movie.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure a guy on a motorcycle just drives by with the sword out and slices his head right off.
Okay, yeah, I know that happens. I just wasn't sure if it was a decapitation or a disemboweling or what.
Partial decapitation?
No, I mean, you can kill somebody without cutting their head off, right? I mean, you can disembowel.
That's right.
Not if they're a Highlander.
I don't think he was a Highlander in that movie. Yeah.
Can you prove it?
No. In the same way that I can't prove we're all not brains in a vat, I cannot prove that Andy Garcia was not a Highlander in Black Rain.
I wasn't even talking about in Black Rain. I'm just talking about
the man.
Yeah. And that has been old man movie talk. Because we're all over 40.
I like Rising Sun. I had read the book before watching the movie, I remember.
That's right. What is that, Michael Crichton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Speaking of books, my son has started reading Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Uh-huh.
He likes that. He said it was too scary for him. And then I said, so maybe you should stop reading it. And he goes, but I don't want to stop reading it. Right. Like, I don't know what to tell you then.
Right. You're at a
Is that the one with the really, like, graphic cover?
Art. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't they update it that sisters. At one point to kind of tone it down?
Yes, they updated it with less graphic art, and then people were like, why would you do that? That kind of ruins the book. And then they re-released it with the better art, but the copy he has is an old one that I bought at a tag sale for 25 cents.
It was always kind of weird that was a kid's book, though. Those were some freaky images in that book. I remember reading that in fifth grade.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
Yep.
Yeah. Elliot's in second grade. Maybe he shouldn't be reading
it. Whoa, okay.
But hey, it's a book and he's reading it.
Right.
It's a book that's a lot more words than pictures, and he's comprehending it, what am I gonna do? Yeah, I'm gonna let him read it because you know what? Even a scary book is still good for him.
Yep.
Right? Isn't that what they say?
That is what they say.
That's what they say. Even a scary book is good for you. I saw that on a poster in a library.
I'm sorry. I'm just watching Andy Garcia get his head cut off.
Ah, see, I told you.
See, he does get stabbed a few times with the motorcycle before getting his head cut off. But then eventually he just stands there and his head comes off and you watch it come off. And I just did. And Michael Douglas is not happy about it. I can tell you that.
I bet. What year is it? Does it say what year it's from?
Oh, Black Rain. I'm gone already on that. Let's see. 1989.
Did you check the internet movie database?
1989. So internet movie database came back with 1989.
Nice.
All right. That's it for Watch This Bitches, I think. Now that we've recapped all the movies from the late 80s.
Yep. Is it time for internet men to do business?
I think it is.
IMDb?
It is, Wombat. Yes, it's time to hear from our friends at HelloFresh. They want you to know that HelloFresh makes conquering the kitchen in 2019 a reality with deliciously simple recipes. They do all the planning, shopping, and prepping so you can just focus on enjoying the new year and a healthier you. I know I was enjoying more game time today because my HelloFresh dinner was already mapped out for me and sitting in my refrigerator. Got to play a little bit with a wombat, which we'll talk about a little later. Of course, you get fresh pre-measured ingredients and easy to follow 6-step pictured recipe cards delivered right to your door each week in a special insulated box. Spend less time meal planning and grocery shopping so you can get that time back to do more of what you love, like playing the video games and listening to the CADcast. Do you know, everything I make for my family is very well received, but I do need to give a special shout out to Crispy Pork Milanese.
Oh, interesting. I did not get that one this week. It was good.
That was actually, it was actually from a couple weeks ago. But
okay.
I remember, like, I was asking Mrs. Chibi before I recorded the show, what dish should I talk about that I made? And she said, oh, there was one that was just like, everything's great, but there was one that was just like blew our minds. And it was the crispy pork Milanese, because somehow I was able to really like pan fry it perfectly. And I'm usually not good at that.
I had the barramundi this week.
I don't even know what that is. It sounds very exotic.
It is. That's what it, and it is. It's an exotic fish that's actually not that common in the United States. It's an Australian fish. And I had never had it before, and I've always wanted to try barramundi, and I had a chance. It was just one of the regular HelloFresh choices.
Barramundi.
And it was with this rice with toasted pistachios. If I tell you it was one of the best things I've ever eaten, just period, HelloFresh or just eating,
yes.
It was so good.
I just ate the most delicious dinner that I ever had in my entire life. Oh, really? Who made it? I did.
Exactly.
The HelloFresh wombat story.
Mm-hmm.
So to take it...
This week, we said, my wife and I were like, this week was maybe our best full week of HelloFresh that we've ever had.
Mm.
We had the barramundi on Monday, and we had the pork tenderloin on Tuesday.
Say barramundi a few more times.
Barramundi. And we had the vegetarian chili rellenos tonight.
Awesome.
So good.
So take advantage of HelloFresh's special offer for 2019. Get $80 off your first month by going to HelloFresh.com/CagCast80 and entering CagCast80. Thank you, HelloFresh. Now it's time for new releases.
Yay. So Apex Legends came out.
Surprise.
Hmm.
So who has played it?
2.5 million players.
I've played quite a bit of it.
I've played a decent amount of it because you were level 9 and I'm level 6 now.
Mm-hmm. And you can't change this to easy difficulty and leapfrog me.
No, I can't.
I like that.
And I won't.
I like that.
I downloaded it, but I don't know if I'll even play this.
Why? It's very well done.
We should all play it together. It's a 3-player game.
So they've done a lot of nice upgrades. They've made a lot of nice upgrades to the traditional Battle Royale game, I think. And I think some of my favorite ones are the in-game communication system, which they saw as so important. They made a whole button dedicated to it, the RB button, which would usually use for something pretty important, like a grenade. Very important to throw grenades.
This is for pointing.
But for pointing, I like that. I mean, because sometimes you don't want to wear a headset, but you still want to communicate. And it really works.
It does, especially when you point at a bad guy and it's like, bad guy over there.
Or pointing out the weapons the loot that you have that you don't want, you want to offer it to your teammate. It's not just something that they crowbarred in there. You can tell they spent a lot of time thinking about it, and it's very effective.
No, all overall, it's a surprisingly very good game.
They have it's character based shipwreck. So like Overwatch, you have different characters that have different special abilities.
Yeah, and it's the special abilities is the difference between them all. Obviously, you get dropped in with no weapons, so the weapons you use are the weapons you find. So that's what's different than Overwatch.
It's I don't know, and it's, I don't know, I like the general mood of the game, like the characters. I like the character designs. They all seem kind of fun in a way. The gameplay is obviously there as well. I like no robots, but well, there are,
I like
there's
that
a
I
robot,
was,
but no.
There is a robot.
No Titans.
I was able to avenge your death. You were able to save my life twice.
I think you should give it a shot, Chip. We could have it's three. You have to play in a squad. That's the thing that surprised me. I was not expecting.
Do you think the game should have singles and duos?
They might add that eventually.
Yeah,
I would imagine they would.
Do you think it's missing? Do you think that's something that's missing? I'm asking your opinion.
Not really, because to be honest, I've had some of my best matches just playing with randoms. No offense, but I mean,
how dare you?
I,
How dare you?
I don't mean like most fun. I mean my most successful in terms of.
I understand. I get it.
So I don't know that I wouldn't say that it needs the solo mode. They might just add it. They may do like an arcade thing like Overwatch does. They rotate stuff in and out, different play style, play modes. I don't know. I like it. I was really pleasantly surprised how much I liked it.
And don't forget, if you have EA Access, you get some free doodads and
you get 1,000 coins.
And 1,000 coins. And if you have PlayStation Plus, there's some downloads you get with the game if you get it on your PS4.
So. Shipwreck, you're not good at shooting people?
I'm fine at shooting people.
He's better than I am.
So why not? Wombat's actually, I was surprised. Wombat's, he's getting kills.
Good.
I don't know what to tell you.
I just don't know. I don't find myself sinking any time into these battle royale games. I find it uninteresting, I think.
Really? You don't get excited by the possibility of taking it all?
I get it, too, because I'm not a huge battle royale guy either. I enjoy this. I think it's well made. I think they did a good job with it, and I think it's better than, say, the Call of Duty one. I think this is the superior battle royale.
It's more interesting. It's definitely more interesting. If you liked Overwatch, you know, I think this will appeal to you. Maybe like an
really selling it hard here.
No,
I think the price is right. Obviously, at right. $3.03.
Can you call this game Al?
Yes,
because that's I've been singing that song in my head for like the entire time you guys have been talking about this.
Nice.
But I was able to play with Ty. We had a good time.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Two Xboxes, yeah. I thought it was pretty interesting.
How does it compare to that Gravity game that I played? What was that called?
The Gravity
game? The Cliffy B game, or wasn't it?
Oh, right. It's a lot better than that. It's way better than, what was that called?
It's, right. Shit.
Gun something? Gun Smash?
Lawbreakers.
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 I had to think of what the team names were.
It's not Gun Smash?
No. I was going with Gunbusters, but yeah, I guess it's wrong.
No, it's... I don't know. Like, the character design is more interesting.
See, I see these characters, and maybe I need to see them in motion or something.
They have personality in
and
the
they
game.
Don't have personality. They
no,
just, okay.
No, they do.
It looks okay. So unappealing to me.
The characters are not great looking. I'm not a huge fan of any of the characters. None of them are making me want to go back and play the game because of the characters. I think it's a well... crafted game. I think they did a quality job, and I hope they expand on it in a way where, you know, the last Titanfall 2 was such a good game. Mm-hmm. I'd hate to see that franchise die.
Well,
and if this
nobody
is
bought
what
it,
keeps
though.
The franchise from dying,
right?
I'm on board with that.
I'll play it. I'll give it a shot. I don't want to be like I'm negative on it. It's just it doesn't really. Make me want to go play it.
No. I think that they're going to use this and the success of this. My guess would be, you know, it, you know, use it like a platform, and they'll probably be mode similar to Fortnite, where they'll be charging for other things. So we'll see.
Good.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the way they launched the game?
I think that was the best way to launch the game. Just like this, here's this thing and it's out. I love that. You know me, a game doesn't exist until you can hold it in your hands. And they said, here's this game, and you can hold it in your hands.
Did you read the explanation about why they chose to do it that way?
Because it's smart? No, I didn't.
No, there was a very specific reason why. And I thought like the guy was really honest, I think. I don't think it was a bullshit reason, because I don't think you would say this type of thing if it wasn't true. He said that they were worried that if they announced, let's say they announced this thing like 6 months ago, that this 6 months would be spent by the community talking about the loot boxes and how the general monetization of the game instead of the game itself. And by not announcing it, you're basically just presented with the game. And the game is either very, you know, good enough to get your attention or it's not. And if it's good enough to get your attention, you don't care about the loot boxes. That doesn't become something that's really interesting. So I thought that made a lot of sense, and I don't think you would lie about something like that, because that sounds like, you know, something that was really thought about. And I think they were right, too. I think that's exactly what would have happened. You know, people would be talking about the loot boxes.
Although it is free to play, so it makes it a little easier to swallow, but yes.
Well, I think that makes it easier to stealth launch as well.
That's true, too.
Yeah, I think it seemed to have a successful launch.
Also that it's made by a known developer.
Yep.
That makes it easy, too. You can't stealth launch a game when you don't have a fan base that's going to kind of do a lot of the marketing and advertising for you.
Right. Well, they hired and I'm not exactly sure how this worked, but they had a bunch of streamers come check out the game before they officially announced it, and that's how it sort of leaked out ahead of time. But, you know, not only like a day or two ahead of time. And some of the streamers seem to be sponsored. You know, they're using the ad.
Oh, I'm sure they all were paid.
I don't know if all of them, well, I don't know.
Are there streamers that say that they don't take money to go play games?
No, but some of the tweets didn't seem to have ad in them. And so it seems like some of the streamers put out additional content and said in that content that this was paid content. So I don't know. It does. That part's not
well.
Really
the content. I'm pretty sure they were paid to go to the event.
Yeah, but the specifics aren't. The specifics of that don't really matter. I think the interesting part is it's a new way to launch a game, and in this case, it seemed to be successful, at least short term. I think it'll also be interesting to see what happens with Anthem, because Anthem is coming out this month on various days, depending on various factors.
But they kind of went two different ways with these games, didn't they? On how to
they
market
sure did.
Them.
Exactly.
And yet it's the same company that's putting these out.
And you know when the Anthem chart came out, the Respawn guys were going, "Oh my God, thank God we decided to do it this way, because do we need this nonsense? Do we need this pain in our lives?"
Did you see how they were completely wrecked by Cheapy D's tweet? That's what they were saying. They were like, "Did you see this tweet from Cheapy D? They're ruined." Cheapy D tweeted about it.
I started to feel bad about that eventually, because then I'm like, now I know that like the developers saw it, and like they don't. It's none of that. Like, it's not their doing. And yeah, I made like some stupid chart meme, and it got like 8,500 likes or some shit like that, which is like so stupid. And then the worst part is you get like people arguing about it in your mentions, and you're in on this conversation that's just fucking meaningless. The whole thing is sort of meaningless, but I don't know. I felt like it wasn't worth it really after all was said and done. But yeah, it is interesting how they're two exactly opposite launches, and I think customers probably prefer the Apex launch. Less angst involved for everybody.
I just think it's because they're for as different as the games are, there are still similarities. You know, it is they are both online games. Uh-huh. They are both they both require more people to play with.
Look, I think there's no question. I mean, well, Ship, what do you think? Do you think they'll steal sales from Anthem? Is Anthem going to be hurt by Apex Legends?
To an extent, I would say that's true. I think they're still very different games to me. Like, I have more interest in Anthem than I do in Apex Legends.
Right. I mean, Apex Legends is a game, if you have like a half an hour to kill, you can jump on. You don't have to do any studying before you play the game to see like what's happening this week in the game and where, you know, what specific tasks you need to perform. They fill a different type of gaming void.
Anthem, you need to make a play date with some friends.
Yeah, yeah. And check the charts.
Lock out 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah. So, but for me, like, I feel like this game, like, I might have bought into Anthem, but this is pretty new and fresh, and I already have it. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't think that. I don't think the Anthem people can be too happy that this launched 2 weeks before they came out. But
right,
there has to have been an email sent. Like, how dare you do this?
Yeah, that is rough.
Like, that has to have been done.
Like, couldn't they have waited another month? Or a month and a half, depending on the chart?
Probably.
That fucking chart.
Oh. What else?
I hope they both do very well.
There you go.
EA needs them both to do very well.
I hope a lesson was learned. I'm sure it was not, but I hope a lesson was learned that maybe you don't need to have this ridiculous, you know, staggered release date schedule behind paywalls scheme. It's really kind of shitty. I really like the Jim Sterling video about it that just came out this week. Recommend that. New releases besides Apex Legends.
Yeah, not much. Not much at all. Hmm. I can't. Eternia Odyssey Nexus for the 3DS?
No, thanks.
Those are pretty good.
Can we get to the reason why everyone's here?
Oh, I didn't make any this week. They're so ridiculous.
Fine, I'll guess.
Yeah.
Agartha-S?
Nope, it's Egg with 5 G's. The platform puker.
That's real, huh?
These are all real. Which one?
Perry Pig Jump.
Perry Pig Jump. Yep, that's good.
Mm-hmm. What about Akihabara?
No.
Akihabara Crash.
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3 stage plus one. Mm-hmm. Is that an actual like game about a department store?
I don't know. Who could know? If you have, you know what? If you have $8, you can find out. Or you can just cut and paste it into your browser.
What about Stray Cat Doors?
Yep, that's a good name.
Is that like a mashup between two of my favorite bands?
Yes. Probably not for $2.59, but you never know.
Brian Setzer and Jim Morrison together at last in Stray Cat Doors.
They also have a game called Onigiri, which is a rice ball.
Mm.
It's free to play. Onigiri is free to play. Probably like second to Anthem in big releases, free to play releases this week.
Smugglecraft.
Really nothing? Fun Bag Fantasy. Oh, that's for PC. What is that about?
PC games they can go anywhere. They're not as fun.
This could really be about tits.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gone, I think. It's already taken off of Yep. It's gone.
Gone.
Or it's been excluded based on my preferences.
Mm. Maybe it's sold out.
I'm trying to
find Farm Together came out for Switch.
Yes, I saw people talking about buying it in the Discord channel.
Farm Together. I've put a lot of hours into Farm Together since last week.
That is frightening. I mean, every time I turn on my Xbox, you and your wife log on to go play that game. Mm-hmm.
It is a very enjoyable game. We own two houses now on our farm that introduced cooking, and we can paint pictures. Our farm is getting larger and larger. We've unlocked unicorns now.
Every good farm needs them.
Yes. That's part of the Valentine's event. You can unlock the unicorns by growing cotton candy.
This sounds good.
I mean,
it for $20, it's way better than it needs to be. It seriously is. It's very Animal Crossing. Like it doesn't have the Nintendo charm with all the characters and all that, the animal characters. But it's very well done, I would say.
I'm very happy for you guys.
I know.
You don't need Anthem now.
Exactly. I truly think like this is a safer bet for us to play than trying to find good co-op games.
And you got it for less than one copy. You got two copies of Farm Together for less than one copy of Anthem.
Well, it only costs $20. Yeah.
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 So,
good deal.
Yeah. Farm Together.
You can actually get a copy of Fun Bag Fantasy now. and still be save some money.
I think they're okay.
Did we mention Avenger Bird for Switch?
Isn't that Hawkeye?
I think that would be great if it was just a knockoff Hawkeye game. Name the rest of the Avenger series, Wombat.
Based on the name Avenger Bird?
Yeah. What are the other games in this series?
There would be Avenger Shield.
Okay.
Avenger Bot.
Okay.
There would be Iron Avenger.
Hmm.
Green Avenger.
Green Avenger. And who else? Who am I missing? Who's an Avenger? Oh, and
Avenger Lady.
Avenger God.
Right. Mm.
Very Bonk. Lucrative series at $2.30 a game.
Mm-hmm. Is that it for the new releases? It sounds like
I think so. Let's go to Overwatch Onslaught. Yeah, or do we need a new name for this?
Right. Apex something or other. It is Apex like Overwatch. It does feel a lot like Overwatch in terms of the everything, except for the Battle Royale part.
Are you going to end this episode with the commercial for Apex Tech?
Maybe. I have watched a few of those over the last couple of days.
I bet you have.
Not going to lie. Did you want to talk about this Pennsylvania video game tax that's being proposed?
It's Pennsylvania. They do stupid things all the time. I know I lived there for a few years.
10% video game tax.
Sure.
In addition to regular sales tax, because video games cause violence.
Nothing.
Video games are causing people to be shot and putting a burden on society.
It's video games' fault.
Yeah, it's all the video games' fault. Yeah.
I thought that's what the wall was going to prevent. Video games from killing people.
Sure. Yeah. This is not going to happen. So.
So why are we talking about?
I don't know. Just wanted to let everybody know not to worry. It's not going to happen.
Finished Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
What the fuck? How are you?
Yeah, I did all the I think it's like the 4 or 5 story branches. So I closed them all off
on the difficulty.
And I think I got the happy ending
on the difficulty level that you're playing on. Do you just like one hit kills everybody?
No, I die a few times too.
Why so fast?
I don't know.
So confused.
I'd bump down your difficulty, see if it's more enjoyable.
No. It's a matter of pride.
That's stupid.
I'm not having a hard time.
Okay, then I don't see what the issue is.
You're beating me.
What I do recommend is this, and I did this when I hit level 49, because I wanted to get to that 50.
Uh-huh.
You have any Uplay points?
Yeah.
There's a 2-hour XP booster. It's a 25% booster.
I hope I didn't blow that already.
And that's only 10 Uplay credits, which is very little. That's like the cheapest you'll find something.
Mm-hmm.
I did that when I hit level 49 and I got to level 50, you know, quicker than I would have otherwise, obviously. So I recommend that.
Okay.
I think I'm like level 51 now.
Congratulations. Did you enjoy the ending of the game?
Yeah, I liked it. Like I said, I'm pretty sure I got the good ending, the good ending, because I know the choices I made.
Yes.
But I don't want to spoil it.
Okay, so. Can you please rank the game out of 10 using a decimal point?
I would give it a 9.1.
9.1, okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good. I enjoyed every moment I played of it.
Okay. So why not a 9.5?
I don't know, maybe a 9.5.
Okay,
I need you to finish the... I don't want to... How do I say this without spoiling it? I mean, you know, the missions your dad gives you.
Wait, you have a dad in this game?
Exactly. You need to finish those 4 missions.
They're great?
It's not that they're great. It's what happens when you finish it.
Okay.
You got to put the things in the things.
I'm doing that.
Okay, and then it gets to a cutscene.
I'm halfway through getting the things, right? I need 4 of the things, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I got 2 of them.
And the cutscene is cuckoo bananas, and you need to stream yourself when you do it.
Okay. Probably not, because it's going to be I play with Mrs. Chibi only.
No, that's too bad. No. Well, then you just need to post your reaction.
Okay. I'll let everybody know on this show, perhaps.
Yep, because it's fun.
Yep, that's a fucking good game, Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Good job. Yep.
Yeah, good job, Ubisoft. You made a good game.
What else?
They added Madden 19 to EA Access just before the Super Bowl.
Oh, you didn't talk about the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl was a game. It was on Sunday. I watched it. It was all right.
No, it wasn't.
It was fine.
It was?
No, it was not very good.
It was fine.
The kickers were excited.
Yes. Yes, it was a defensive showdown.
Mrs. Chibi made Korean wings, and they were fucking nice. Fantastic.
Perfect.
MVP right there.
So I believe you.
Yep, they were so good, I didn't even take a picture of them.
We made mozzarella sticks in the air fryer.
Mm.
They were excellent.
Yum.
Mm-hmm. Madden 19 isn't bad. I don't know.
I'm sure. Yeah. Sure it's good.
I've been playing too much of that the last couple of days since I finished Assassin's Creed.
I need you to focus on Apex Legends.
I'll focus on that, but they're adding the most recent Tomb Raider to Game Pass on Friday.
Oh.
And I want to play that. I almost bought it because I needed something to play because I finished
that.
And I remember Shipwreck saying and reading that it's somewhat similar in a lot of ways. Like the gear systems and the leveling systems are fairly similar. So I want to give that a shot. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I misread. But I'll find out.
You put the last
on Friday.
Tomb Raider game, right?
Yeah. I haven't.
Oh, you had?
I played because there's been three, like, since the reboot, right? There was the reboot, then there was one in the middle, and then there's the newest one. So I played the reboot one on the Xbox from this generation. The first one, but not that second one. Am I making any sense?
You are. I was trying to remember what the name of those are. And
they're all called something of the Tomb Raider, and I honestly never know which one is which.
So,
and sometimes I'm like, which is the one I played? And I have to look at the date that it was released.
So you're talking about you played just Tomb Raider back, 2013, and then you did not play Rise of the Tomb Raider?
I don't think so. Which is the one where she gets shipwrecked on the island, the one that basically the movie is based on.
That's just Tomb Raider.
That one I played. I like that one a lot. Mm-hmm. That was a very good game. I never played the next one, although I think that one is also on Game Pass, but what can you do? And I'll play this new one on Friday, because at least I know that one's the new mm-hmm. one. Yeah,
I've played a couple hours of that one. Mm-hmm. It's very similar. It's very good. It's just very similar to the previous one, Rise of the Tomb Raider,
mm-hmm. which I haven't played. So maybe I'm better off.
Rise of the Tomb Raider is really good. So I don't think there's a reason to skip that one.
I could also go back.
Just play Apex Legends and get those skills down, and then we can kick some ass.
Fine, we'll do. There's room in my life for all of it.
I don't know. I'm not sure about
me neither.
That.
But what I need to do is get the Greyhound, and the Greyhound and I can play games together.
No, I think that's a distraction.
Pretty sure Greyhounds like to play video games. I read that.
When the dog lady comes over next, you should be playing video games as she's
the
going
whole time.
The whole time. Don't even
with
get up
the
off
headset
the couch.
On. Right. With a headset on.
Yes. Just point her in the direction if she asks you a question.
Grunt. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what else is going on?
Xbox Live is coming to Nintendo Switch.
Whatever that means.
Pretty sweet solution.
Pretty sweet solution. Well, it's not really Xbox Live. Like, you're not going to play games over it, but you can have your friends
you'll be able
list.
To,
and
yeah.
Why would Nintendo allow the Xbox Live app on their ecosystem?
Because if it leads to people buying more games on the Switch, they do not care.
I guess. It's
isn't that what it all comes down to? You still would need to pay the $20 a year to play online.
Right.
You would still need a Switch.
It's
you
just
would
embarrassing.
Still need Switch games.
It's embarrassing though. Where's the shame?
Because I'll say this. This isn't Nintendo's forte,
right.
But it is Microsoft's.
Right.
So why not?
All right.
That's my answer to that.
I'm just, you know.
Whatever.
I'm for it.
Yeah, see?
I just feel like, no, it's okay.
I still haven't paid Nintendo $20 for their online.
Me neither.
Not doing that.
No. I've not hit a point to where I've been trying to play something and
no.
I hit a wall.
I predict that point is probably not going to happen. It could, like, there could be some, I can't imagine what, but some Nintendo game that you have to play online.
Farm Together on the Switch.
Ultimate Edition. Speaking of Nintendo Switch, at LaserboyJC writes in and asks, what would you like Nintendo to do as a follow-up to the Switch? An improved version? Transition to software only? Doesn't seem likely they will go back to traditional TV-only console after this gen.
Why not?
Because they've. This seems to be cheaper.
I mean, them. This is a TV console. It's doing
TV
very well.
Only console.
Oh, I see. Yes.
TV only.
They definitely wouldn't transition to software only. They're going to make a Switch 2.
They've meant one of the executives though mentioned that they were considering that, but that I agree. That doesn't seem.
No, they'll go to the Switch 2. Yeah. That's it. This console is selling very well, and they're going to milk this thing for all it's worth.
Right.
And then when it's milked, they'll go to the next one.
Then they'll start putting it in even more different colors and editions.
The question is do they release another separate handheld in between?
What's the redesign, Chip? That's what I want to know. What's the redesign plan?
Well, there's been rumors on that, and it would be to make a smaller, just portable version, basically.
Right.
Which makes sense to me because then you get the cheaper price that allows people to give them to kids more. Because there's still a big price barrier here compared to the traditional portables of Game Boys and DSs.
Yep.
But all they're doing is taking the dock out.
Well, but not just that. If you...
The Joy-Cons.
If you take the Joy-Cons and leave them attached, if you make the screen smaller.
Right, you can have a smaller processor.
Yeah.
Could be cheaper. Yeah, it could be totally cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, because then the game only needs to run. You know, those Switch games have to run in two modes, right?
Right. Mode. So you do get some benefits there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that way makes sense because... If you wanted to play with Joy-Cons, you could always like Bluetooth them up. So
I was going to say, as long as you could Bluetooth extra.
Yeah, you could definitely do that. Yeah. That's not a big deal. So you would just always have the controllers connected to the screen. Like, and then it would be a simple toggle if you didn't want to use that to have player one be a Bluetooth controller as well. Like if you were actually going to play with another person with it.
It also lets them have a machine that costs under $200, and then they can put out – they can have two different SKUs.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of nice, and they can
– And I think, like, a Pikachu would fit really well on the back of one of those.
For sure.
If you made it yellow.
They could call it something cute like the Switch Junior.
Switch Boy.
I take it back. That's the name, right?
Where else? Oh, let's step into stupid PC corner because I've been playing a PC game that involves PCs.
Oh, I'm interested in this one now. I almost bought this. Tell me about
this. Yeah, it's on sale. It was on sale at least. It's called PC Builder Simulator. What do you think you do in this game, Wombat?
I'm going to say you build PC simulators.
Wait, what? Build PC simulators?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What does that even mean?
It means you build a, it's like a PC, but it only simulates one. Basically, you're building cardboard boxes and drawing pictures on them.
No, you're
incorrect.
Make
it look like a PC.
That's a good guess, but it's you're a little off. You actually, at least, there's like a story mode, and you're taking over a computer repair business. And in the game, you have like your little computer, and you get emails. And someone writes in and goes, hey, my computer's been really slow lately. I think I have a virus. Can you check it for me? And the box shows up and you take the box, you take the computer out, you take the case off or whatever. You do virus scans, you replace graphics cards and motherboards. And it's pretty well done, I gotta say. I'm quite entertained. It's something very like zen about it. I have a basic understanding of building PCs. I've never built a PC by myself, but I know how to like change the memory and the parts and stuff. I understand how it works. And don't know. It's fun. I would recommend it, Chip. I think you would like it. I think you'd get a kick out of it.
I will check it out. Is there a plot twist where your computer, something goes wrong with your computer as you're trying to fix the other things?
Spoiler. No, it's possible. I'm not that far into it, but I seem to be doing pretty well. I'm getting my rating up on Gerbil or something. I forgot what the Yelp site is for your imaginary business, but you know, people give you reviews when you send their PCs back to them. It's cool. It's fun. PC Builder Simulator. All right. How about CAGBAG?
Sure.
I know you're ready, Wombat. I know you
are. Well, it's something I would pay attention to. I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
You know, cardboard box building.
Yes. Okay. What do you got?
At Goldbug74 writes in and asks, how long do you think it will be until there is a documentary about all the Destiny 2 games in a secret landfill somewhere?
Next week it comes out.
Yes. I thought that was just funny. There's no question there, really.
Ditchtony 2 is the name of the documentary.
Yeah. I still laugh when I think about all the Destinies that were.
How did they make How did they make so many? Like, that game sold quite a bit.
Well, digital is a big thing.
I know, but how did they?
So many.
How did they misjudge that so like so badly that there was that many copies?
Well, that's probably a million different editions. Digital.
Does it cost that much to make it to press a disc?
No.
I mean, yeah.
But
I mean, maybe they just were like, eh, whatever.
We'll have some coasters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At Urban Yeti writes in and asks, when are you going to let the community edit the Google Doc show notes again? I forgot
Next
about
week.
That.
Next week.
I forgot how we safeguarded against people just deleting everything. It's been a while. We'll have to look into that. I'm sure.
I don't think we did. I think people just weren't assholes.
No, that's impossible.
Yeah, that was not the answer.
At Shireese writes in and asks, has New Wombat jumped onto the Outer Worlds hype train yet?
I'd say I'm not on it. How's that?
I gotta say, I don't even know what that is.
Okay, it's the new Obsidian game. They made the original Fallout and they made Fallout New Vegas.
Okay.
And they're making a first person RPG. That's not a Bethesda game, but it sure looks like one.
Oh, okay. Outer Worlds, I see.
So they're basically making the game that I think people wanted this fall. Although it's a little more tongue-in-cheek, and it takes place. It's got almost like a Borderlands vibe to it. So think Borderlands meets Fallout.
Oh, I'm watching a video right now. It looks exactly like Borderlands.
It's Borderlands meets Fallout.
Like the design... It looks like
it's Borderlands. It's not cel-shaded like Fallout, like Borderlands.
Right. But the design of the buildings.
Yeah.
Looks like.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. Like if I just do like a Google image search, I would swear some of these screenshots are Borderlands.
Borderlands 3. Right.
So, I mean, you know, I would like it to be good and we'll see what happens when it comes out. But again, it's not real until I can buy it.
Okay. I believe you. Mm-hmm. You've won me over with your theories.
Because it's true.
Yes.
I'm not always right, but in this instance, this thing, this belief I have
proven
is
true.
Yeah. Time and time again.
Xevious writes in and asks, basically, he's questioning the durability of Xbox controllers, and he says that he's checked online. Apparently, it's a common problem with Xbox controllers getting a drift on the left stick. And he wants to know if we've had any issues. Are there any third-party Xbox controllers that are better than the original? And if PlayStation 4 controllers are better in terms of durability? That last one's easy. No. I have not had any specific problems, though, with Xbox controllers that weren't caused by abuse.
My launch day one is kind of like rickety. Like the plastic is literally coming apart.
Yes. My recommendation, Xevious, is for this goes for PlayStation and Xbox controllers. First of all, I have no problem with my Elite controller. How's your Elite controller holding up?
Mine's good.
No problem.
I farm together with it all the time.
I don't have an Elite.
I would say go for an Elite controller. But my other advice would be just keep an eye out for sales, because these controllers, especially the Xbox controllers, seemed to go on sale more often, I think. And you can usually
grab one. Got like the basic one. The last one I got was like $20.
Oh, 20, that's crazy good. But usually I was gonna say like 35 you can usually grab, like
I got it. It was like an Amazon thing and wow. I got it for $20.
Some guy must have shoved that up his ass or something. I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. So that with the same with PlayStation controllers, just keep a lookout. Anytime you see one for around $30, just grab it. Hoard those.
I think that's what I paid for my fancy blue one.
You gotta hoard them.
Yeah. I like the different colored ones. I think they're kind of cool.
Yeah, of course.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Clixby writes in and asks if we tried Subnautica Below Zero yet. And then he says that it's awesome. I would like to try that. I stopped playing the original, but I've sort of forgotten how to play. So I don't know. I think I'm just going to stick with Apex Legends. I think that's where it's at for me. All right, I think that's it, guys. We
did a full show.
We've made it. We did it. Let's remind everybody. Well, first, let's thank everybody for listening. Let's remind everybody that it's Shipwreck's 40th birthday, and everybody should be whipping.
Everyone should be whipping it out and sending him pictures.
Yes.
You heard it from Chibi. Go on Twitter. Take out your dong.
Right.
Send a picture to Shipwreck. His DMs are open. He wants you to slide in.
Dick messages.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the tradition is you send one dick pic for every year of your birthday. Mm-hmm. So everybody.
So 40 different. It just needs to be 40 different people.
No, I would say 40 pics, dick pics from every person.
Is that what it has to be? Yeah.
I think that's the tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait.
DMs.
Can't wait.
Dong master.
Dong messages. Let's remind everybody to follow us on. Happy birthday, Ship, by the way.
Thank you.
Genuinely. Mm-hmm. I got you something, but it's not ready yet. It's taking longer than
I'll check my DMs.
It's I'm upgrading to a macro lens so you can get a really good picture. Let's remind everybody, follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. Of course, big thanks to HelloFresh. Get $80 off your first month by going to HelloFresh.com/CadCast80 and entering CadCast80. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bread's done.